on the station here in the past year. The band has had a new album. They've been, in the last 3 years, to Greensburg twice with big sold-out shows. And you guys loved their last album. It was on our top 10 list multiple times over the last year as they were releasing new singles. And I'll admit I'm a little biased. Not only am I a fan of the band, but they used a little clip of Yours Truly in one of their videos on their from their latest album, which was a lot of fun. Made my head big. Well, if you've been reading the news, the Guess Who is not on the road, and they are basically been shut down from touring. Now, my understanding is the rights to the band name are held by the original bass player and the original drummer. The original drummer, Gary Peterson, who's been on Courts in Session, was on the show last year, still in the band, still killing it on the drums. But Burton Cummings, who's coming to Pittsburgh, and Randy Bachman, or as my Canadian friends say, Randy Bachman, have sued the Guess Who. And I was reading some of the filings, and even though the Guess Who is doing new albums and making it on the charts, they called them, this is Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, little more than a cover band, and they filed a lawsuit to prevent them from touring. Well, guys, what do you think about that? Now, Randy Bachman has not been in the Guess Who for a long, long, long time. He left the band in the late 60s, early 70s, made a couple brief appearances, and has done his own thing. A little band called Bachman Turner Overdrive, you may know, right? Done solo work. Burton Cummings left the band late 70s, came back in the early 80s, left him again, hasn't been part of the band for a long time. But those guys are suing the guys in the Guess Who, which means the Guess Who is not on tour and won't be coming to Pittsburgh at least anytime soon. So while you are mulling that over, let's play the most recent solo release from Randy Bachman. And then we'll play something from the latest Guess Who album. And we'll stir up the pot a little bit. Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. Tell me what you think.
Oh, hold on, stop. I say, hold the phone, bye. This is Derek Sharp of the Guess Who, and you are listening to the one and only Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Get back to great radio.
Yesterday, I think it was nothing, and nothing was going on. All at once, I was crying, couldn't help myself. Stop this now. It's still inside the times when I want you around. I'm haunted, haunted by a voice from the other side. From the other. Out of me.
So there you got it. The Guess Who, and I lied, that's not from their most recent album. That's from two albums ago. It came out during COVID. Track was called I'm Haunted. And before that, Randy Bachman from his latest solo album, Heavy Blues. What do you think, guys? What side are you on? Are you on the Randy Bachman, Burton Cummings side that the Guess Who should not be out there because they're not in it? Or are you on the Guess Who side where they're making new music and you like what they're doing and you want to hear it? Well, right now, there's no touring from the Guess Who because of the lawsuit, and I'm going to keep a tally. I'm going to mention this again in a week or two, and we'll see where Courts in Session listeners fall. All right, this is a classic band from the 60s. For those of you who remember the band The Circle, C-Y-R-K-L-E, they had a big hit with Red Rubber Ball. Well, they've done a reunion album, and I heard the Mockster play this a couple weeks in a row. And I didn't realize this was Circle or that it was new. I called him up, and he said, EJ, I'll get your act together. Get on top of this new music. So I said, yes, sir. So I'm going to play this now. He's been playing it on Viva La Mock the last few weeks, and it's terrific. This is their comeback, 2024, new music from classic artists. This is We Thought We Could Fly.
Playing those fragments.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting near the end of the show. You're listening to Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and the finish line is in sight. But we got a couple more teams we're going to get on. And boy, I touched a vein. I love it. Phone is ringing off the hook with your thoughts on the Guess Who, and should they be banned from playing by a couple of the original members who haven't been part of the band for a long time? And I'll tell you what, every single phone call so far tonight, some of you guys are angry, is supporting the Guess Who and not Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings. Okay, well, we'll talk about this more in a couple weeks. We'll see how this goes. But so far, support is firmly on the side of the Guess Who. And one caller said, why should I not be able to hear them because of a couple millionaires who don't want them to play? Got a great call from Jay in the North Hills who said, Eric, I saw them in 75 with Kansas. And Johnny Winter, he said, Johnny Winter blew them off the stage. I think he's a little mad about that concert. He said, guess who? They were just okay back then. But he's all for the lineup of the Guess Who these days still being able to play. Talking about Kansas, let's send this out to Jay and his brother. This is a classic. Takes me back to being a little kid. From the Vinyl Confessions album. Let's play the game tonight.
And it's bigger than your life, but it's only what you're hearing. Will you still remember when the morning light has come? Will the songs be playing?
In the background, we've got the Mandaki Soulmates. I'm going to have Leslie Mandaki on my show, on our show, because this is our show here at Courts in Session. This is a mutual thing. We're going to have him on our show coming up in a few weeks. And next week, John Anderson from Yes, he's coming back, returning to Courts in Session. He's got a new album out, and it is going to be great. I'm a fan, and he's really becoming a friend of the show. Make sure you tune in next Thursday at 8. And if you missed the interview with the guys in Sweet tonight, well, if you listen to Viva La Mock, and you should, at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, the show will play after his, and again Sunday night at 11. You can hear it all over again. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, thanking you so much for tuning in. You can hear this all over again in half an hour coming at you over the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. Want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Dum 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 dum. everybody. This is Peter, and it is time for the new and newer music show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10. This week, lots of cool stuff. Got the newest from Metz and Our Girl and Pillow Queens. But let's start off with the newest from Dor Mokhtar. This is Funeral for Justice. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so we just heard the newest from Gabby Lima and Tanya Donnelly. Before that, the newest from Hannah Vu with Care. And we start off the sets with a new one from Dor Mokhtar. They're a Nigerian band, and actually they just played Pittsburgh recently at the Carnegie Museum, or the, what is it, the Carnegie Music Hall? Yeah, that's it. And yeah, that album was Funeral for Justice, and they actually just came out with another one, which is just acoustic versions of that album, but I like the original better. I like the guitars. Speaking of guitars, this is Metz.
Yeah. to have to attend a level less that they